You're listening to the Counterculture Mom Show. Our kids are under fire every day, with the media and pop culture persuading them to give up their faith and Christian values. Stay tuned now as former Hollywood actress and pop culture expert Tina Griffin helps you counter these messages and safely navigate today's pop culture chaos.
At age 19, as a passenger, Dale Black was the only survivor of an airplane crash. Found dead with two other pilots, he was resuscitated at the scene in Hollywood, California, and was in a coma for 3 full days. On the morning of the 4th day, he awoke, and nothing has ever been the same. A visit to heaven and back was kept secret as a commitment between God and Dale for 40 years. He became a missionary, youth pastor, associate pastor, and senior pastor, and traveled the world teaching about Jesus as the way to heaven. 50 countries, hundreds of teams, tens of thousands saved, over 1 million gospel tracts dropped from the air, and an orphanage and churches built. He surrendered all earthly possessions as a command from God. He was called first as an evangelist, then a teacher of God's word, then a prophet for the last days. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin. Get ready for a jaw-dropper episode for this near-death theme series of the week as we chat with Dale Black, former airline pilot, pastor, and full-time missionary. Dale, you're alive and well. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thank the Lord. Thank God. Every breath that I take is brand new, and it's a gift from heaven for sure.
Absolutely, gift from heaven. Now, you should have been dead, obviously, one time over, but I'm guessing probably several times. I cannot even believe what you lived through, but God had bigger plans and purposes. And the fact that you have helped lead tens of thousands to the Lord, I wish I was there in person, but that gave me chills when I read that out loud. So whatever you're doing is working. Praise the Lord that you're alive. I want to give a little bit of a background on you, because then people will understand exactly where you're coming from and why the devil was after you and still after you today. You're the former owner of Jet Sales, Jet Charter, and Jet Management for Celebrities, based near Hollywood, California. In your previous time, now you've moved. He's also an aviation consultant, screenplay writer, and clients instructor manager. You were an airline pilot, instructor, and FAA examiner for Boeing Jet Aircraft, and built the business to a net worth of $12 million, and then gave it away and sold it all to follow the call of God. So you are the real deal. Tell me, Dale, can you describe that insane day with the airplane crash and when all three of you pilots died?
We were rolling down the runway, accelerating on takeoff out of the Hollywood Burbank Airport. I was in the middle of the two pilots, the way it had worked out at the very end. And we got off the ground. The landing gear was coming up. We were climbing what seemed to be normally. And then all of a sudden, after about 100 feet above the ground, above the runway, I started hearing loud noises, Tina, and something was horribly wrong. To make a long, long story short, I looked out the window at about the same time that the captain, Chuck Burns, pointed and yelled with his left hand, and he said, "Let's land in that clear area over there." I lifted up and looked over the windscreen of the aircraft, over the nose, and saw what looked like a golf course or a city park. I was wrong. It was a cemetery, but I didn't know that. At the last second, I watched the captain grab the flight controls with his hands like this, and he turned them all the way left, pulled all the way back to his chest, and just buried the flight controls right there. My eyes were looking at his hands, and that was the last moment, and not knowing what was happening, but we found out later that we had accelerated up to 135 miles an hour and crashed into a 100 foot tall mausoleum, a big building erected in memory of deceased pilots. It's an aviation memorial. It's the only one in the country. And we crashed right into it, called Portal of the Folded Wings. The impact is what killed the pilots. It was the impact, not the fall to the ground. But we did fall 75 feet to the ground after the impact. But the autopsies reported the blunt trauma was caused by the trauma of the 135 mile an hour impact with a sudden stop into this building.
You don't remember any of the impact, though. You remember seeing him pull up on the controller on the wheel to steer it, and then how long were you dead for?
Apparently, as we go back and look at the timing of the accident report, apparently about 16 minutes between the impact of the monument and the resuscitation of what I call paramedic number three, the guy that came and saved me with God's help. But immediately after the crash, Tina, this is hard to explain, but I was there looking down at the first pilot. And I couldn't quite remember the details of what had happened that morning, but I specifically remembered everything as if I was on steroids. I was seeing into more dimensions, but I looked at this first pilot and I go, wow, he's obviously dead. I looked at the second pilot. That's Chuck. That's my instructor. That's my friend, like almost like my brother. I looked at the third pilot and I'm hovering about 15 feet above the crash site. I look at the third pilot and good gracious, that's me. And there I am looking at my dead body and saying to myself, wait a minute, I can't be dead because I've never felt more alive. That can't be me, but it is me. Those are my shoes. That's my shirt. I was wearing that. Oh, then I remembered what that morning and it all hit me right there. And Tina, strange as it may sound, without hearing any noises in my ear, I had started this first thing happening. Information from heaven came right into my heart. And then I realized, oh, I am a spirit. I have a soul. And I used to live in that body.
Oh, my God.
I'm actually three parts. In fact, everybody listening to your wonderful show, you're doing such a great job with your life. I salute you for what you're doing. Praise God. But everybody listening, you are a spirit and you have a soul, your mind, will, and emotion. Your spirit and your soul, they never die. They live eternally. And you temporarily, like I did, we live in this body. And our body is kind of like a car. You use your body because you take your car where you want to go. But your body is a temporary tent that we are housing our spirit and our soul. I started learning all of that without anybody telling me. And oh my gosh, I was beginning to understand that I could see, understand depths. I was connecting into the dimension. I now call it the first dimension. The first dimension isn't height, width, depth. It's the spiritual dimension. And it's the atmosphere of the spirit realm that's going on all around us right now. Demons, angels, all of the forces of evil and of good that are going around. But that all occurs in that first dimension.
It is just unbelievable. So you were dead for 16 minutes. Did the rescue man who came up to the crash site, I forgot what you call him, like rescue worker number three or something. Paramedic number three, when he came up to your body, do you remember him lifting you on a gurney? I'm guessing that's what happened. Like when did you first come through and back into your body again?
Yeah, good question. And I want to make sure that I don't mislead anyone. I'm not going to be the one to say that I was dead for 16 minutes or 5 minutes. I don't know how long that occurred, but I can tell you my best guess. And then I've written it in the book, Visiting Heaven, with great, great detail. Had a lot of help writing that. And my wife being a very good editor and author herself. But it's explained in there. I think what happened is I was probably killed upon impact because the other pilots were too. So I would imagine that I was resuscitated. The report did say 16 minutes. The control tower seems to confirm that to be approximately correct. But what I do remember is watching being resuscitated from above, looking down, and then I'm now looking out of my eyes at the paramedic. If you can expect, if you can imagine that, I'm looking down and then suddenly I'm looking out of my eyes again. Obviously, that's when I was resuscitated, but I wanted to die. I couldn't hardly stand the pain. I had no other reason to want to die. It was just the pain was beyond description. And then out of my body again, I went. I saw them put me in the ambulance. And strangely, I was chasing my body through the streets of Hollywood. Sounds crazy, but I was following outside of the ambulance, and I was just connected to that body, and I really wasn't worried. I wasn't feeling pain outside. I was just full of questions, wondering what is going on? How does this work? And then one time while outside of the ambulance, back into the body I went. And once again, I was talking in my mind, Lord, please let me die, please.
Oh, my gosh. Were you born, if you're talking to the Lord and this all happened, you obviously were born again. Can you tell us when you placed your faith in Christ? You were 19 when this happened. How old were you when you said yes to God?
While I was in the emergency room, it was all reminded to me. I'm looking above my body. They're in the emergency. There's a flurry of activity going on. And I have one memory that was played in my mind, Tina, like an old-fashioned movie, the kind that you used to crank. I saw myself as a 11-year-old boy at a summer camp in Southern California and up in Arrowhead. You probably know the area.
Yes.
Well, but I was up there in that area. Someone had preached the gospel. I had come forward. I was kneeling, and I'm watching this while I'm in the hospital, and they're working to try to resuscitate my life using paddles and everything else that was available to them in that day. And I realized, oh my gosh, the most important thing that ever happened in my mind, in my life, happened when I was 11 and a half, and I didn't even remember it. And there it was playing in my mind. It's the only thing that played in my mind. And then I remembered, oh my gosh, I believe in God. I know Jesus is the Son of God. I know it. There's no doubt. And I don't discount that. It's just about, oh, look at how selfish I am. Look at how self-centered, self-absorbed. It was about me and myself, everything. And then as soon as that memory came to being, I started moving out of the hospital backwards, still separated from my body. And this was the strangest, weirdest experience. I've carried it with me for more than 40 years. It took 40 years for me to be willing to tell it. And I don't tell it for anything other than to glorify God. I never make any money by telling this story. I always lose friends when I tell this story. I people think I'm kooky, the friends I've known, my aviation pals, they think I've gone off the track. And what do I care? This is the way I'm supposed to live my life. I'm obeying God, and I'm doing the best he can. So people don't have to believe my story, but I still have to tell it.
We're going to go to a short commercial break, and I mean short, but these are phenomenal sponsors. But when we come back, Dale, we've got to talk about what you learned about God right after this. Imagine having the ability to boost your body's own defenses against illness and disease without having to rely on corporate or government solutions. It's all about tapping into the powerful, natural ways that have been provided to us by God. Inforce is a groundbreaking immune-supporting mushroom with over 400 studies confirming its abilities. Chris Eriks, also known as Baby Trump, has an incredible story of how his throat cancer went into remission after just 3 months of taking Inforce. And it's not just for humans. Stephanie gave her dog mush puppies and saw amazing results. Her pup is now walking again and cancer-free. That's why so many people are using Inforce and mush puppies for themselves and their pets. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 80% of customers keep coming back for more. Check out petclub247.com/Tina to get your own supply. That's petclub247.com/Tina. With cancer on the rise, it's imperative to boost our immune systems every day. Take the first step towards a healthier future with Inforce.
Is there a Christian alternative to Instagram? Stick around and find out. For Christians scrolling through Instagram, some reels, photos, and videos can be less than edifying. A lot of Christians have grown frustrated with the lack of options for social media platforms that align with their beliefs. Others may just be tired of getting sucked into the algorithm and are looking for social media alternatives with other believers. The answer to your question is Tubu. Tubu is an awesome Christian alternative to Instagram where you can share photos, videos, Bible verses, and more with fellow believers. So what is Tubu like? Let's take a look. Tubu is more than social media. It's a community. The Tubu community is full of like-minded individuals who share your values and beliefs. When you join Tubu, you'll be able to connect with people who understand you and your faith. So what are you waiting for? Go to tuvu.com/Tina for your first 30 days free. That's tuvu.com/Tina for 30 days free.
Check out Gab Wireless. With no internet or social media, your child will spend a lot less time on the phone. They can call and text, but have no online access. What a great way to keep our kids safe from both online evil and 5G radiation. Check out GabWireless.com to stock up on all the safe tech for your kids. And make sure you use code Tina at checkout to get $25 off every gadget you grab. Once again, code Tina at checkout to get $25 off every gadget. GabWireless.com. Have a peace of mind.
I read your story. I watched some of your videos. And now hearing your passion live, obviously, you're not a one or a two-star general in the Army. But if I could, I would put that fifth star on your shoulder right now for being such a powerful work of God for such a time as this.
Dale, you're just phenomenal. Thank you for the encouragement. It has been one insane battle after the other, just the last year and a half, specifically the last 3 months. And I'm going to share some personal stuff with you right after we tape of what I just shared with my husband last night, that I know without a doubt what you just said confirmed. I cannot stop doing what I'm doing. But man, was I close to waving the white flag last night. But I know in my gut, I can't stop doing what God has called me to do. And he's never left you and I hanging, ever. And when we have a mission that is God-driven, where we're just a vessel that we're allowing God to use, it's not up to us to say we're done.
Yeah,
it's not up to us.
I'll tell you what is an important question that people like you need to ask yourself. What are you willing to die for? Mm. And going even further than that, what do you feel in your heart that God has put in, that is put in there that you're willing to die for? Because we're getting to the day and age where, you know, a lot of people don't know what's really going on. Mm-hmm. You're probably one of the most aware and awake people I know, but most people don't know what's really, really going on. And it's a question that my wife, Paula, and I, we're having to ask this. We didn't have to ask this 2 years ago. I mean, we might have, but now we're having to ask it every day.
Yep.
Every day. Is this what we're doing today? Is it worth dying for? And being with you today, yes, it's worth dying for. There's a lot of things I've done in the last year not worth dying for.
It's so crazy how I had the same conversation with my husband yesterday and this morning. I'm like, I told him this morning going to work and he was saying the same thing to me. What he said was what was in my brain 5 minutes earlier, once again, confirming because of all the demonic attack going on with us right now. I'm like, every minute matters. That's what I told him this morning. Every single minute matters at this point. And I believe Christ is absolutely right around the corner. Dale, what did you learn about God through your experience?
I learned a lot of things that just began opening right there. But the first thing, the first and the foremost, is that God is real. There's only one God. He's alive. He's a living God. He's a true God. He's the only God. There are no other gods. And Jesus is a part of that Godhead. Jesus was not just a man that was born through a woman. He was God sent to earth. His DNA, this is what I've learned, and this will shake people, his DNA was not a human DNA. He didn't have his Joseph's father DNA. He did not have his mother's DNA. I only say that not to create a backlash here, but to say that Jesus is God, and there's a war going on here on the earth. I was oblivious to almost all of this, but there's a war going on the earth. And a lot of people will say, yeah, I know, Dale, the war is between God and Satan. No, it's not true. Well, what is true, Dale? Well, the war is between Satan, true, and his cohorts, and it's between Satan, his cohorts, and Jesus.
Yep.
Their problem. Yep. It's between Jesus and Satan. Jesus, his followers, the angels, all are sent by God, created by God, and there's the war. It has to be discussed that really Jesus is the turning point. He is the cornerstone, as the Bible says. And one last thing about what I learned in a nutshell. You're asking, how do I explain 55 years after the crash? But I would say one last thing. The Bible is God's word. God's word is the written word, the scripture, and Jesus is that personal word. And the entire universe is set on that word. Satan and his cohorts are changing the Bibles as fast as they can.
Absolutely.
I know that shakes people up. Wait a minute. God's word is inherent. It's infallible. Okay. God's original word is true. It's inherent. God's original word was infallible. That's true. But you start buying Christian books. Yeah. But Bibles off of the bookshelf.
Yeah.
I'm watching them. I'm tracking them. And there's just so much compromised and corruption in the Bible. So we want to get as old of a Bible translation as possible, a solid. In a nutshell, God is real. Heaven is real. Satan is real. He's going to lose the battle. God will win the battle. Follow Jesus. If you're not sure you're going to heaven when you die, when your life on earth, what's the most important thing to do? Make sure that you're going to heaven with your life. And you do that through Jesus Christ. You repent of sin. You invite him into your heart. Get a good Bible, an old one if possible, not a paraphrase, not a modern translation. Get an old one and you'll say, I can't understand it. Yeah, you will understand it because God's Holy Spirit will help you understand
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
It's your spiritual food.
One of the most common comments we hear is, I don't feel bad. I just don't feel good anymore. Unfortunately, that's a theme we hear from people in their 40s, 50s, and many seniors. But sadly, it's also coming from people in their 20s and 30s. With all the preservatives, chemicals, and parasites in our food, water, and air, the I just don't feel good anymore syndrome is hitting earlier than ever before. Fortunately, you don't have to accept that reality. At Sanus One, we've developed a one-of-a-kind, nano-infused, bio-sized formula that attacks disease, helps flush toxins and heavy metals from your system, and declares war on the ultimate immune system destroyer, parasites, that feed on your organs and can destroy your heart, lungs, liver, even your brain. You really can feel good again with the Sanus One Wellness and BioCleanse Mega Pack. Visit us at sanusone.com/Tina10. That's sanusone.com/Tina10.
During these uncertain times, communication is critical. Make sure you can get in touch with your family and friends anytime, anywhere. Introducing Rapid Radios, the number one trusted source for staying connected worldwide. Our professional-grade walkie-talkies provide crystal-clear conversations and are 256-bit encrypted, ensuring ultimate privacy with unlimited range and 5 days of battery life. Unlike cell phones, our radios are not trackable or traceable. Best yet, there's no setup required. They're ready to use right out of the box. No contracts and no monthly fees. Don't delay. Get your radios today and use code TINA at checkout to save 10% at rapidradios.com. That's 10% off using code TINA at rapidradios.com. Free shipping for a limited time only. Whether you're at home or abroad, stay connected with confidence.
You have to get this book right now, Visiting Heaven, Heavenly Keys to a Life Without Limitations. Check it out. You can get it on Amazon. Dale, it was phenomenal having you on the program. Everybody out there, you also have to check out, besides his books, you got to go to daleblack.org. You're going to love his website, his story, sign up for his free video, his newsletter. He has a ton of blogs on there. You can donate to his cause all right there at daleblack.org. I know that you had a horrific experience in that plane many years ago, but it makes me want to grab a flight right now and come to you in person, because you, I got to meet in person. Thank you so much for jumping on the show.
Thank you. And your viewers, please support this wonderful woman and this wonderful cause. Couldn't be a better way to give money to God through this wonderful Tina in her show.
Thank you so much for everything you're doing. I pray this goes out to the masses and many people are saved as a result of what you just shared. Keep at it, Dale.
Thanks for joining us for the Counterculture Mom Show with your host, Tina Griffin. For over two decades, Tina has traveled the globe exposing how pop culture is glamorizing harmful behaviors without showing the consequences, and how these messages are wreaking havoc on today's youth. Through radio, TV, podcasts, and our app, Counterculture Ministries is reaching millions every week with a biblically based message for hope for today's teens and their parents. But we can't do that without your faithful prayer and financial investment. If you appreciate the ministry of Tina and Counterculture Ministries, would you prayerfully consider a generous gift right now? We have a donor matching dollar for dollar. You can give securely online by visiting counterculturemom.com or by texting the word donate to the number 55444. That's counterculturemom.com or text the word donate to the number 55444. Every dollar is doubled. If you love this show, you can stay up to date on the latest critical issues affecting your family by catching all of our weekly episodes with resource links, signing up for our e-newsletter, and downloading our Counterculture Mom app, where you get timely pop culture alerts. Visit counterculturemom.com for more details. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Counterculture Mom Show with Tina Griffin, where we are rewriting Hollywood's script for our kids.